Welcome to Scripture Beneath the Surface, an outreach of Preparation Ministries, a presentation to encourage God's people to embrace a life of holiness and to move away from the worldly lifestyle of today's church. It is our hope that you will come to understand the message of 2 Corinthians 6, 17, and 18, which tells us to come out from among them and be a separate people. We bring this to you because we believe Jesus is coming soon. Now here is our host, Randy Smith.
Hello. Thanks for being with us. Today I'd like to talk about marks in the forehead. This is a constant subject among Christians in these last days. It seems that everyone has an idea what kind of marking technique will be used to designate Satan's wicked children. However, maybe we can get some insight today which will make it easier to perceive what the Bible is referring to. Many years ago, one of the concepts of the mark of the beast, as referred to in Revelation 13, was the telephone. Now, this may seem pretty ridiculous, but you have to realize that in every generation there are new technologies that come to light, and when the new technologies are discovered, the older ideas quickly become antiquated. A prime example of this is the computer. When the first computer was created, it was nothing more than a giant calculating machine. If you owned that first computer today and was demonstrating it to your friends, they would tell you that you were crazy and that it wasn't really a computer. Of course, that first machine was truly a computer, but much, much simplified in comparison with the extremely fast and complicated computers we have today. Many years ago, when the telephone was still in its infancy, it was regarded by some as the technology which represented the mark of the beast. There were some who suggested that by holding the receiver in your right hand, you had the mark of the beast in your right hand. And by having the receiver also pressed into the side of your head, it was close enough to be considered as having the mark of the beast in your forehead. Throughout our history of electrical inventions, there have been several objects which were looked at as implements of the mark of the beast. Of course, each invention that came along looked at prophecy from a strictly literal and physical sense. One of the major objects of invention which gained some attention as the mark of the beast was the radio, which could put the mark in your right hand because you turned the radio on with your right hand, and also it could put the mark in your forehead because you were facing it and listening to it. Of course, the television set, the appliance itself, was also a contender for the mark of the beast concept, in that it also was turned on by the right hand and was also looked at and listened to. Today, the computer is also considered to be a threat to anyone who wants to avoid the mark of the beast, and this concept is taught by some people from the same angle as the radio and television sets, which focus on turning them on and being involved with the electrical aspect of them. The television set, in my opinion, came much closer to reality than the radio to meeting the requirements for meeting the mark of the beast, in that it was considered to have a single eye and that it produced an image of man's overall sin nature. Many people equated the screen of the television to the, quote, all-seeing eye, similar to the eye at the top of the pyramid on our $1 bills. But of course, as with the other electrical inventions, the television was passed by in favor of new technology. Several years ago, the barcodes were developed. I was fascinated with the barcodes for quite some time and did some research on them. It certainly is interesting that the number 666 is found on each barcode on most products, at least on those barcodes which were first developed. If you look at a barcode on grocery store products, such as a Kleenex box, you will see two sets of numbers with perpendicular lines above each number. Each number was assigned two lines, and each line was wider or narrower and also separated by a wide or narrow spacing. The only exception to this two-line concept was for the number 6, which on some barcodes could be designated by only one line. Anyway, if you look on the barcode for a box of Kleenex, you will see that there are two groups of five numbers with a pair of perpendicular lines above them. You will also notice that there are two very skinny lines preceding the first group of five numbers and also two skinny lines directly following the second group of five numbers. In addition to this, you will also see two skinny lines in the middle of the barcode, which separate these two groups of five numbers. Now, each set of two skinny lines are used to designate the number 6. But with these three sets of two skinny lines designating the number 6, there is no number printed below. In fact, these two skinny lines designating the 6s extend down lower than the other lines and also take up the space where the numbers would normally be printed. So, basically, on every barcode of this type there are three 6s. One set of these two skinny lines at the beginning, one set in the middle, and one set at the end. Each barcode can be scanned when the scanning machine recognizes the three 6s. The first 6 tells the scanning machine that a group of numbers can be scanned. The second 6 tells the machine to begin scanning the second group of numbers, and the third 6 tells the scanning machine to stop scanning. Now, I could go into more detail, but it really isn't necessary to do so. These barcodes have been around for a long time, and if this was truly the mark of the beast, and if people were taking the mark just by purchasing something with the barcode on it, then you and I are already doomed, for we've all shopped at a grocery store. But then, that's the problem with electrical and physical marks, which are attributed to the mark of the beast. Essentially, these public devices are placed out there for everyone to use. However, they do not require a person to pledge allegiance to Satan. What I mean is, in the Bible's concept of the mark of the beast, the mark is a designation of ownership, and the person who receives the mark is actually giving allegiance to the devil. Just buying something which has a mark on it, which you have no understanding of, is not what condemns you to hell. Of course, there were people who claimed that if you purchased anything with a barcode on it that had the 3-6s designation, then you had automatically taken the mark of the beast and you were doomed to be thrown into the lake of fire. If this was really true, then what would actually be happening is that millions of God's people would purchase a product not knowing about the number 666 on the barcode and would instantly lose their salvation. This would mean that God would not protect them, but that in their innocent ignorance, they would be eternally lost. It's extremely important to realize that taking the mark of the beast must be a choice by the individual to actually worship Satan. Giving your allegiance to Satan is the true meaning of the mark of the beast, and no one will be sent to hell because they could not understand it before it happened. In order to receive the mark of the beast, and listen closely to what I say, in order to receive the mark of the beast, you would have to choose to worship the things of Satan instead of choosing to worship the heavenly things of God. God has not put us here on this earth to be stolen by Satan. If that were so, and if we could actually be taken away from God by trickery, then all Satan would have to do is invent a mark that could be applied through the eating of breakfast cereal, and just about everybody would be damned before 9 o'clock in the morning. But God has given mankind a choice of whether or not to serve Him. Humans have a choice and can choose to serve God or can choose to serve Satan. But as it says in James 1:14-15, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death." This is how people end up in hell. This is how we make choices in this world. In each and every case concerning any concept for the mark of the beast, there has to be a choice made by the person who actually takes the mark. God does not condemn His children for being ignorant of current technological inventions. Condemnation only comes when the heart has been drawn away from the things of God and has become centered on the things of this world. Well, let's take a look at another mark of the beast concept, which has been taught by many teachers of prophecy. Following in the steps of the barcode was a technological invention whereby a person could have a plastic liquid injected in his hand, which would spread out under the skin, causing a flat plastic surface large enough to accept imprinting by electronic means. Each person receiving the plastic implant would be stamped with a personal identification number, and supposedly, when a person purchased something in the store, a machine would scan their hand and read their personal ID. Of course, this took care of the concept of having the mark in the right hand, but there was a question concerning what to do with someone who had lost their right hand in an accident. The answer, of course, was that if the person had no right hand, then the plastic would be injected under the skin on the forehead of the person. This caused quite a stir in Christian circles for a time, and many prophecy teachers jumped on this bandwagon. However, the technology was superseded by invisible ink, and eventually it was also superseded by the technology of a computer chip implanted beneath the skin. Once again, the technology required the right hand, but the forehead would be used if the person had no right hand. Some even claimed that the person receiving the implanted chip would be able to choose whether they wanted the chip in their right hand or in their forehead. Of course, the list continues to go on and on and on, and new technological inventions continue to surface. If it isn't the Social Security number that damns everybody to hell, then the next wave of fear concerns another personal ID that will certainly damn them. There's no end to the possibilities with which Satan tries to confuse us. However, if you will notice one important thing, notice that in each and every case, the current suggested process for the mark of the beast comes and it goes. When a new physical invention looms on the horizon, the old invention is discarded and the teachers of prophecy begin to sell their new doctrine. In each and every case, the mark of the beast has not really been discovered, and each new invention for this mark passes away to make room for the next. What are Christians supposed to do if we can never know what the mark of the beast is? If we trust that the one form of marking is true, then we might miss the next form of it. What if the mark is really the telephone? What if the mark was really the Social Security number? What if the mark is already passed and Christians have all been duped into taking it without ever realizing it? Of course, this is just a silly thought, just as each new electronic mark concept is silly. God doesn't cast away his children because Satan slipped in something unexpected. Christians will not be responsible for their ignorance if their heart is in the right place. Romans 10:10-11 says, "For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed." Our righteousness is not because we are intelligent, but because we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It is with the heart that we believe, and it is through our belief in Jesus Christ that we come into his righteousness. It is the wicked of this earth which will perish. They will perish because they did not love the truth. The righteous love the truth. Therefore, the righteous will not have to worry about being destroyed just because they didn't happen to recognize that the telephone or the computer or whatever was the mark of the beast. God does not look on the outward appearance of a man, but on the heart. Let me say something quite plainly. If you end up in the lake of fire, it won't be because something was placed in or on your physical body. Yes, you certainly could take a physical mark. I'm not saying that there aren't enough physical possibilities out there. But it won't be the physical mark which condemns you. What will condemn you would be your heart. It is the heart that God looks at, not the outward man. And let me ask you one more question. If there is a physical mark of the beast and someone actually receives that physical mark in their forehead or in their right hand, when was that person's soul actually destroyed? Was their soul destroyed at the time they took the physical mark, or was their soul destroyed when their heart became more concerned with their own life instead of being concerned about the love of God? The answer, I think, is quite simple. A person will lose their soul when their heart turns away from God and their flesh begins to be in control. They will lose their soul by desiring things of the world so much that when they actually are put to the test, they will fail. In order for a person to be strong in the Lord and to resist evil even unto death, a person must have a right heart before God. It is the heart that will determine what the person actually does. The fleshly body is what demonstrates outwardly the true heart of man. It is the outward appearance of the man which demonstrates what the inner man is really like. If you were ever to take the mark of the beast, then before a physical mark ever happens, your heart will have already gone over to the devil. If you do not have a true heart for God, you will fall. And this is important to know. If you do fall, it will be because your heart was not right with God. So, what is the most important thing we need to recognize concerning the concept of being marked with Satan's designation of ownership? Is a computer chip, which could be implanted under a man's skin, the most important thing we need to recognize? Or is it more important that we need to recognize the Bible truth that our heart must be pure toward God? Certainly, it is plain to see that the most important thing is that you love heavenly things so much that the things of earth pale in comparison. Without doubt, it is the heart that is most important. And in fact, it is the heart which is most at risk for receiving the mark of the beast. If your heart grows cold and your flesh begins to be the ruler of your lives, then God will cause you to be marked as belonging to Satan. It will make no difference if the physical mark comes along later or not. You will still be just as damned when your heart goes after the things of this world as if and when you take the actual physical mark. It is the physical mark that Satan wants you to concentrate on, though, because he knows that as long as you are confident of not having a physical mark, you won't notice when your heart is growing cold toward God. Satan is like a magician, which tells you to look at his right hand, but not to look up his left sleeve. Satan doesn't care if the whole world studies new technology for an outward marking in the flesh. He loves that. For he knows that as long as mankind focuses on an outward physical mark, name or number of the beast, they will never pay attention to the actual state of their heart. God wants us to be concerned with the health of our spiritual heart. Satan doesn't.
We hope you're finding today's message interesting. If you would like a copy for your own use, please listen after Randy's closing thoughts for our contact information. As long as the Lord enables us, we will provide all of our materials free of charge. Please be assured that you will not be asked for any donation. We believe God will supply our need as He sees fit. God's word is freely given. Now, once again, here's Randy.
In Scripture, there are several places which refer to a mark or name being put in the forehead, not for designating ownership by Satan, but for designating ownership by God Himself. Let me give you some of these, just so you can see what I mean. Ezekiel 9, verses 4 through 6 says, "And the Lord said unto him, Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry because of all the abominations that are done in the midst of it. And to the others he said in my hearing, Go after him through the city and smite. Let not your eye spare, neither have pity. Slay utterly, old and young, both maids and little children and women. But do not come near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary." Then they began with the ancient men which were before the house. Here is a prophetical reference by God, saying that these men who hated the abominations of the wicked were to be spared. This is a mark on the forehead, but certainly not a computer chip. God is a spirit and does not need to use computer chips to mark us. Revelation 3:12 says, "Him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name." Another scripture is Revelation 7, 2-3. It says, "And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, 'Do not hurt the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads.'" Here again, that scripture was a reference to protection provided to God's servants by having God's seal in their foreheads. Another scripture, which presents the same picture, is Revelation 9:4, which says, "And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which do not have the seal of God in their foreheads." And another scripture, Revelation 14:1, says, "And I looked, and behold, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads." Once again, here are righteous people marked with God's name in their foreheads. And the last scripture I'll give you is Revelation 22, 1-4, which describes the Lord's kingdom in the New Jerusalem. It says, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 kinds of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads." Now, these scriptures have described a marking or name of God in God's righteous people. And the important thing to consider is that the mark or name of God is written in the foreheads of his children to show who owns them, and is not a physical branding or marking. The references to a mark, name, or number in the forehead is spiritual. We don't have to have a physical mark in order to be designated as righteous people or to be designated as wicked people. In fact, the marking, naming, or numbering is just a symbolic reference which denotes ownership, and that ownership is determined by the judgment of God as he looks upon the heart. In fact, it is the heart that determines the wickedness or righteousness of an individual. And the destruction of the soul comes when the heart turns cold and turns away from the things of God. Any physical mark that a person receives would only be the result of a cold heart which no longer desired the things of God. It is not a physical mark that destroys God's people, but a cold heart. When humans begin to seek the things of this world instead of seeking the things of God, they lose their soul. Satan is a magician. His purpose is to get Christians looking at a physical marking system so that they will not see the true marking system of the heart. In the final analysis, it is the heart that must be preserved. If you have a perfect heart for God, you will never have to fear a physical mark from Satan. We Christians need to stop listening to all the hype about different electronic markings of Satan and start paying attention to the Bible verses which tell us to set our affections on things above, not on things of the earth. The assurance of our salvation, does not come because we didn't end up with a physical mark in our forehead. Our salvation is assured through Jesus Christ and through the love of God, which shines forth from our hearts. And if you do end up with a physical mark in your forehead, it will only be because your heart grew cold toward God. The bottom line? Just love Jesus Christ with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. All the rest will fall perfectly into place.
Thank you for joining us for Scripture Beneath the Surface. If you would like a copy of today's program, please contact us and ask for message number 86, A Mark in the Forehead. As always, there is no charge for our material, and you will not be asked for any donation. In addition, we will send you the complete list of our messages, which contain such topics as Image of the Beast, Mark of the Beast, and the Rapture. There are several ways to obtain our messages. Just contact us in the way which is easiest for you. Our postal address is Preparation Ministries, P.O. Box 475, Olivet, Michigan 49076. That's Preparation Ministries, P.O. Box 475, Olivet, Michigan 49076. We also have an email address. It is preparationministries@gmail.com. That's preparationministries, all one word, @gmail.com. Or you may contact us by telephone. The number is area code 269-763-2114. That's 269-763-2114. We also have a website. You can find us there under the name preparationministries.net, .com, or .org. Preparation Ministries is all one word. Thank you again for listening to Scripture Beneath the Surface, and may God bless.